Well, just 46 days now until Election Day. Let's get to our weekly district profile. And today, the House district we're focusing on is one that could make a difference for Donald Trump. It is Maine's 2nd district, and a recent poll finds Trump ahead there by 10 percentage points. Because Maine splits its electoral votes, he could get one from that district, even if he loses the state. In terms of the congressional race, it's a contest between incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin and Democrat Emily Kane. And Steve Missler is our guide. He's chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. He's in Augusta. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Doing well. And tell us about this district, because this is the one that Donald Trump actually might win because Maine splits up its electoral votes.
Yeah, that's right. It's the largest congressional district east of the Mississippi. It covers about 27,000 square miles and comprises about 80% of the state's total land area. And there's probably 665,000 people here, which in Maine, that's quite a bit because Maine's population is just over 1 million. And it's one of those districts that's truly it's purple traditionally. I mean, prior to Bruce Poliquin, held the seat. Democrats have held the seat for 20 years. And before that, it was Republicans who held the seat for 20 years.
And we know that Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins is not voting for Donald Trump. Is Bruce Poliquin endorsing Trump?
If he is, he's doing it privately because he actually refuses to say Trump's name, or he's refused to do that up until this point. Mm. The press has been trying to get him to say one way or the other, and he basically said that the topic is off limits. And I don't know what, you know, right now we have some recent polls that show that Trump is doing well here. So maybe Bruce Poliquin will at some point will come clean with his support of Donald Trump. But right now he just won't even address the issue.
Well, let's listen to him. This is him at a town hall event in Auburn last month, talking about the state's opioid problem. Here he is speaking with WGME-TV.
My late brother had problems with substance abuse for 35 years, and he was a great guy. We loved him to death, and our family did everything humanly possible to help him, but we made mistakes. A lot of the times we didn't know who to call or where to turn to.
So opioids have been an issue in the campaign. What else has come up in this race?
Well, other than that, I mean, a lot of the campaign has been almost a personality contest between him and his opponent, Emily Kane, who he faced off against 2 years ago. I mean, these two were vying for an open seat. And so really it's been almost like a personality contest where they're both trying to paint the other as somebody who doesn't live in the district or doesn't know the values of the voters from that district. It's very much a campaign about who's the outsider.
Well, let's listen to the Democrat now. This is Emily Kane holding a town hall for seniors earlier this month.
I'm proud to be endorsed by the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare because of my strong record standing up for seniors in the State House for 10 years. I bring to you experience when it comes to balancing our state's budgets and working hard to make sure that we have communities where you can live and you can thrive for a very long time.
What more can you tell us about Emily Kane?
Well, she was the House Minority Leader here when Governor Paul LePage was first elected. And that put her in a very interesting position because the Democrats were forced out of power in the State House or lost their majorities here for the first time in a long time. And so the big question was, how are they going to deal with Governor LePage, this sort of bombastic, a very powerful sort of figure? And how were they going to deal with him? And she kind of created this image as somebody who could work with him in some ways while also being a good foil for him too. And that relationship has actually surfaced during this campaign where she had put out an ad touting her ability to get a tax cut package, which was actually really, you know, vehemently opposed by a lot of members of her caucus, but ended up passing. And she has touted this achievement during that ad and as a way of saying that she can work with him.
So what are the polls saying about this race?
Well, the polls are tricky here because we don't have a lot of good polling in the 2nd congressional district. We just don't have a large sample size. But what they have shown so far is a pretty close race, but with Poliquin with a pretty good lead. I mean, he won here 2 years ago with a 5-point margin of victory, which is pretty good. It's not, you know, it's not a walk, but it's also it wasn't a nail biter either.
That's Steve Missler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. And what a political year it has been in Maine, Steve, especially with your governor. So thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.